Thank you very much for choosing us to Rise FM Mornings. It is, and of course we do our Monday Motivation. As always, our motivational speaker, Kenneth Mr. Moy Kareem, is live on air. Mr. Kareem?
Hi, how are you, Sister Sam?
Lovely, how are you?
I'm lovely as well.
Mm-hmm, let's get into it, building.
Yes, today we are talking on building. Mm-hmm. Which I strongly believe it is essential. One of the philosophical thoughts that we can put in is we have to teach people how to use their hands in order for those hands to actually turn everything they touch into silver and gold. And a way of doing that it is to build a heart, a mentality, and the attitude of a builder.
Mm-hmm.
One of the beautiful things about builders is builders are people who only respond to their intrinsic world versus their extrinsic world. A whole lot of people, they respond to the extrinsic world because they have not met the world in them that is about thinking. Thinking is the first layer of exceptionalism. But the second layer of exceptionalism is meditation. But meditation is a layer that leads to an exceptional cover, which is called imagination. Imagination is a world of images. And then only builders are able to see the images in their heads and be able to bring it out. Remember, a head is a heart.
Yeah.
A head is called leva in the Greek language. Leva means a heart. So builders are able to see a world in them that they have to actually build external them. And then thirdly, builders have the capacity to see a ground and use that ground for something that will be profitable.
Yeah.
Problems are connected to purpose. But then solving problems is you functioning in your purpose. And then they are able to do that. And then lastly but not least, builders are able to bring a picture of the future to the now. You can put in a picture, a nice picture on the wall and say, I want to achieve this. But a builder has the capacity to bring that picture into their vicinity, into their reality. The most imperative thing about a builder, let's work on acronym. I touched on this on Friday. Let's build on this acronym.
Yeah.
B means builders must be bold. You can't build anything if you are not bold.
Mm.
You can't build nobody if you are not bold. Because every time you try something new, there's going to be an opposition that will come in and give you an alternative idea against what you are trying to build. So builders must be bold. And then there's a U there. U means builders must unite to their higher purpose. They must unite to the breadth of the same favor. So builders must have the capacity to actually unite with people who are of their same favor.
Mm-hmm.
And then thirdly, builders must be intentional. Don't be in a place where you are not intentional. So to be intentional, it means you have to do everything with intent. But intentional people are influential people. So if you are intentional, you will be influential. Don't influence using manipulation. Influence using your authenticity. Influence using your originality. And then there's L. L, it means learn to actually lean. Leaning means working within a team and actually leaning on someone you work with.
Yeah.
So builders, they have teams. You can't run this world an island. Let me close by saying, then there's a D. Builders are developers. So the capacity to develop is more important than your attitude to dream. Builders are not just dreamers, but they are dreamers who have the capacity to implement what they are dealing with.
Mr. Kareem, thank you so much for coming onto the show and motivating us every single Monday. To be a builder means you've got to be bold, but to be bold means you have to be very confident.
Yes, yes. The boldness and confidence is a suit you wear, even when people don't agree with it.
Mr. Kareem, yes. thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you.
Next week, again, same time, he's going to be back doing what he does best. Week started.
We kiss melodies.